Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel with us in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 14th in Follett, Texas. Bone, mass, power, the ruggedness that you're going to need for your cattle herd. They'll be offering 250 bulls, 50 pairs, and bred heifers. For more information, you can go to GriswoldCattle.com or call John Griswold at 405-780-3300. Griswold Cattle Company Grass to Grid Bull Sale, Saturday, April 14th. Follett, Texas.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
With all the uproar regarding trade, whether you're talking about NAFTA or TPP or the tariffs with China, it's good news to hear that we're doing okay. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that when you look at the actual beef export numbers, things are really looking good.
That's exactly right. And clearly, when you look at the data we actually have, which is looking backwards, it's a case of so far so good. It really does look pretty good. If you look not only at beef, which, for the month of February, total beef exports were up right at 10%. For the first 2 months of the year, we're up 12.6% and enjoying pretty good strength. Now, we're a tiny bit weaker in Japan, which is our largest export market, a little bit weaker in Canada as well, but up significantly in most other markets. Not only in terms of beef exports, but if you look at pork, was up 9% in February and is up nearly 8% for the year. Now, the weakest one of all of these is the broiler exports. Broilers were up 1.2% in February and are just about even for the first 2 months of the year compared to a year ago. And that's important to all meat markets, including beef markets, because we know we're looking at record total meat production in the U.S. this year.
Daryl, you mentioned some weakness in Japan, but I tell you, that number two market we've got, South Korea, continues to be red hot.
That's correct. The exports to South Korea were very strong, and it has been a consistently strong market for us over the last several years. The other market that jumped sharply in February was Hong Kong. And, of course, Hong Kong's been a bit more volatile. We know that in the past, some of that meat exports to Hong Kong was really being transshipped into China. And that raises the question again of the beef market in China. It's a fledgling market, and when you look at the official numbers, in fact, it actually was a little smaller in February. Out of our total exports, direct exports measured into mainland China were 0.5% of our total exports. That said, we do know that some of the meat that goes through Hong Kong and Vietnam do wind up in China, and both of those markets are still pretty strong.
As for China, Daryl, what about all the give and take between the Chinese and President Trump? What's it going to really mean to our beef industry at the end of the day?
Well, again, of course, none of it is in place yet. It's proposed. It's threats, if you will, of a trade war. It's not really fair to say that we are in a trade war yet because none of this stuff has been implemented, or the vast majority of it has not been implemented at this point. And so, one hopes that that leads to political discussion and some sort of resolution. But, the uncertainty in the short run is a negative factor. Should this turn into a full-blown trade war, it could be very devastating, even though for the beef industry, China represents a very, very tiny market for us right now. But the indirect impacts on the beef industry, should we seriously disrupt pork exports or other agricultural markets, could be very significant for the beef industry.
And, of course, the fear of the unknowns, what really has been causing most of the heartburn in our markets. Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 14th in Follett, Texas. Bone, mass, power, the ruggedness that you're going to need for your cattle herd. They'll be offering 250 bulls, 50 pairs, and bred heifers. For more information, you can go to GriswoldCattle.com or call John Griswold at 405-780-3300. Griswold Cattle Company Grass to Grid Bull Sale, Saturday, April 14th, Follett, Texas.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.